Part 2. Rhinoplasty or Nose Job. Rhinoplasty is commonly performed to give shape to nose, and this is one of the most common reconstructive surgeries among men and women. Rhinoplasty is a plastic surgery procedure for correcting and reconstructing the form, restoring the functions, and aesthetically enhancing the nose. This surgery is performed in open and closed forms. In closed rhinoplasty, the required incisions are made inside the nose, while open rhinoplasty, aside from internal nasal incisions, employs a small bridging incision called a transcolumellar incision to connect the right and left nostril incisions. In both approaches, if nostrils need to shrink in size, the external incision is required. These two approaches have no superiority to each other, and the result of rhinoplasty depends on the dexterity of the surgeon. Usually in closed rhinoplasty, there will be less swelling and bruising, as well as shorter treatment period. Moreover, sometimes, because of surgical problems or emergence of problems in tissue repair or damages caused by primary rhinoplasty, the second operation is inevitable. This kind of rhinoplasty is a very complicated and delicate surgery and is better to be performed only in case of respiratory or aesthetic problems. Because its result is not predictable due to the existence of scar left from primary surgery. Usually, it is necessary to use ear, nose, or rib cartilage of the patient simultaneously. If necessary, the best time for such a surgery is 1 year later. It is necessary to say that gaining desired results from this surgery depends on the aesthetic specifications of the face, the type of tissue, nose skeleton, as well as logical and realistic expectation of such a surgery, together with mutual understanding and trust in the surgeon. It is necessary for the surgeon to be informed of the general condition, health, any prior surgery on face or inside nose, or nasal respiratory conditions. If needed, tests and radiologic imaging like CT scan should be conducted. Easily consult with your surgeon on issues related to breathing, aesthetic look, and rhinoplasty. Moreover, if interested, you can show a photo of an ideal nose at the time of consultation. But always remember, you should have logical expectation about your surgery and know that the type of your tissue, nose, skeleton, and shape of your face will be determining in forming a desired nose. Sometimes computer imaging and designing will help you in making decision. Rhinoplasty is performed to reduce the size of nasal bone and cartilage. It is necessary to remember that if the size of chin, the size of nose, especially in profile, looks larger than usual, therefore without conducting a surgery on chin simultaneous with nose, the patient develops a fake sense of extreme reduction of nose size. Therefore, in order to create harmony on face and satisfy the patient, it is recommended that surgery be performed both on chin and nose. In some cases, especially in view of race and special nose types, or damages and breaks due to the shortness of nose bridge or length, it is required to increase the size of the nose using bone from cartilage or nasal bone, ribs, or ear. In case of using artificial tissue and infection of implanted material, the need for draining infection will be inevitable even years after surgery. Moreover, sometimes because of surgical problems or emergence of problems in tissue repair or damages caused by primary rhinoplasty, the second operation is inevitable. This kind of rhinoplasty is a very complicated and delicate surgery and is better to be performed only in case of respiratory or aesthetic problems, because its result is not predictable due to the existence of scar left from primary surgery. Usually, it is necessary to use ear, nose, or rib cartilage of the patient simultaneously. If necessary, the best time for such a surgery is 1 year later. It is necessary to say that gaining desired results from this surgery depends on the aesthetic specifications of the face, the type of tissue, nose skeleton, as well as logical and realistic expectation of such a surgery, together with mutual understanding and trust in the surgeon.